Well, it's been a very, very long time coming. Six people have been charged with criminal offences over the deaths of the 96 people who died in the 1989 Hillsborough disaster. You may remember those images that were beamed around the world. It was horrendous. Too many fans were let into an overcrowded standing-only area at that stadium, at that football match, and that caused the crush that led to so many deaths. There have been allegations of a police cover-up ever since, but overnight, six people were charged, including two police officers. Adrian Tempany was caught in the centre of the crush. He survived and made it onto the field where he tried to help with the rescue efforts. Adrian is with us now. Hello to you.
Good morning.
What do you remember from that terrible day?
Well, pretty much everything, to be honest. I think I could talk to you for hours about what I remember. The images have kind of seared into my mind. But to cut a long story short, I was basically caught in the crush for about 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. I think a lot of people think that the crush happened just over a few short minutes, but it didn't. It was a slow build-up. So I ended up being caught in a crush and effectively paralysed from the neck down because my arms were trapped by my sides. And a lot of the people who died within feet of me. Because those of us who survived were also trapped. The people who were dying were kind of pleading with us to help save them. But we literally couldn't lift a finger to help them. So I think it was our fate to basically, all we could do was watch these people die, really. In a kind of vague sense that one day we'd bear witness to it, which we've done.
Gosh, the families of those who were killed and people like yourself have campaigned for justice for a very long time, for 28 years now. Today, you were told justice would be done. Why has it taken 28 years?
A number of reasons. I think partly you've got to look at the culture of policing in Britain in the 1980s. We were living in a country that was quite divided. We had a government that was very confrontational under Margaret Thatcher. And it sounds ridiculous now, but she actually declared football fans an enemy within. We'd been classified alongside the Provisional IRA and militant trade unions as an enemy. So, because there were problems with football hooliganism in the 80s, but you know these were massively overstated. They were isolated incidents. They were bad incidents, but the culture wasn't as kind of as sick and infected as the government likes to think. But the policing and that particular police force had become very confrontational, and I think that what happened, they had policed an industrial dispute in 1984-85 called the miners' strike. And they've basically taken it really heavily to the miners. And you know, the government at the time, it's widely recognised here, the government at the time owed them one. So the same police force in charge at the time of the Hillsborough disaster, and the government was more inclined to listen to them, shall we say, and to indulge what was widely regarded even at the time as some pretty kind of dodgy behaviour, covering up the truth. There's no appetite really to listen to football fans. And I think that you've got to look at the gravity of the situation. Nearly 100 people are dead, 766 were injured. Who's going to hold their hand up and admit to that? You know, among the police, they just weren't prepared to do it. And the problem was that there was a culture of fabricating evidence within that particular police force that they had refined during the miners' strike, and they simply put this template into action.
Yeah.
At the same time, you had a media that were hostile to football fans, so they went along with it as well.
Gosh.
So the narrative builds from there.
Adrian, how have families reacted to the news that there will now be a court case?
I think the word we would use is satisfied that this is now finally going ahead. But there's a lot of people really who've slipped through the net here. The prosecutors here have been slightly conservative in the net that they've cast. There are dozens and dozens of people who you could possibly build a case against for this. But the practicalities are that you've got to put forward a case that you have a reasonable chance of securing a prosecution on. And I think that the prosecutors have decided that, you know, they've got to narrow it down. I think there's relief. The fact is it's taken 28 years. I mean, that a lot of people who campaign for this aren't here to see it. So frustration as well.
You wrote a book on this, The Sun Shines Now, How Hillsborough and the Premier League Changed Britain. How did it change Britain?
we certainly changed our football forever. We have a very different game now, and some parts of that are very good, and some parts, you know, we lost a lot of the culture. It's changed Britain, I think, in the way that the public have faith in our institutions. I think in 89, part of the reason the police got away with the lies was because a lot of the public had a kind of an automatic faith that the police were honest. That doesn't exist now. So I think that's probably the biggest legacy. And I think also we've lost a lot of faith in our political class and our judicial system. This is the biggest single loss of life in England since the Second World War. And it's now regarded as the biggest cover-up in probably the last century.
Indeed. Adrian Tempany, it's an extraordinary development that we have seen overnight. Six people charged with the Hillsborough tragedy, charges relating to that. Adrian Tempany himself, a survivor caught in that crash.